Maasai.
These were the marches of the Israelites who started out from the land of Egypt, troop by troop, in the charge of Moses and Aaron. Moses recorded the starting points of their various marches as directed by the Lord. Their marches, by starting points, were as follows. They set out from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month. It was on the morrow of the Passover offering that the Israelites started out defiantly, in plain view of all the Egyptians. The Egyptians, meanwhile, were burying those among them whom the Lord had struck down, every firstborn, whereby the Lord executed judgment on their gods. The Israelites set out from Ramses and encamped at Sukkot. They set out from Sukkot and encamped at Etam, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They set out from Etam and turned about toward Pi Hachirot, which faces Baal Zephon, and they encamped before Migdol. They set out from Pinei Hachirot and passed through the sea into the wilderness. And they made a 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etam and encamped at Marah. They set out from Marah and came to Elim. There were 12 springs in Elim and 70 palm trees, so they encamped there. They set out from Elim and encamped by the Sea of Reeds. They set out from the Sea of Reeds and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. They set out from the wilderness of Sin and encamped at Dophka. They set out from Dophka and encamped at Alush. They set out from Alush and encamped at Rephidim. It was there that the people had no water to drink. They set out from Rephidim and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from the wilderness of Sinai and encamped at Kivrot Hata'ava. They set out from Kivrot Hata'ava and encamped at Hazerot. They set out from Hazerot and encamped at Ritmah. They set out from Ritmah and encamped at Rimon Peretz. They set out from Rimon Peretz and encamped at Livna. They set out from Livna and encamped at Risa. They set out from Risa and encamped at Kehelat. They set out from Kehelat and encamped at Mount Shefer. They set out from Mount Shefer and encamped at Harada. They set out from Harada and encamped at Machelot. They set out from Machelot and encamped at Tachat. They set out from Tachat and encamped at Terah. They set out from Terah and encamped at Mitka. They set out from Mitka and encamped at Hashmonah. They set out from Hashmonah and encamped at Moserot. They set out from Moserot and encamped at Bnei Ya'akan. They set out from Bnei Ya'akan and encamped at Hor Hagidgad. They set out from Hor Hagidgad and encamped at Yotbat. They set out from Yotbat and encamped at Avronah. They set out from Avronah and encamped at Etzion Gever. They set out from Etzion Gever and encamped in the wilderness of Tzin, that is Kadesh. They set out from Kadesh and encamped at Mount Hor, on the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest ascended Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the Israelites had left the land of Egypt, on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. And the Canaanite, king of Arad, who dwelt in the Negev in the land of Canaan, learned of the coming of the Israelites. They set out from Mount Hor and encamped at Tzalmonah. They set out from Tzalmonah and encamped at Punon. They set out from Punon and encamped at Ovot. They set out from Ovot and encamped at Iye Avarim, in the territory of Moab. They set out from Iyim and encamped at Divon Gad. They set out from Divon Gad and encamped at Almon Divlataim. They set out from Almon Divlataim and encamped in the hills of Avarim, before Nivo. They set out from the hills of Avarim and encamped in the steppes of Moab, at the Jordan near Jericho. They encamped by the Jordan from Beit Yeshimot as far as Avail Shittim in the steppes of Moab. In the steppes of Moab, at the Jordan near Jericho, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelite people and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you shall dispossess all the inhabitants of the land. You shall destroy all their figured objects. You shall destroy all their molten images, and you shall demolish all their cult places. And you shall take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have assigned the land to you to possess. You shall apportion the land among yourselves by lot, clan by clan. With larger groups increase the share, with smaller groups reduce the share. Wherever the lot falls for anyone, that shall be his. You shall have your portions according to your ancestral tribes. But if you do not dispossess the inhabitants of the land, those whom you allow to remain shall be stings in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land in which you live, so that I will do to you what I plan to do to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Instruct the Israelite people and say to them, When you enter the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as your portion, the land of Canaan with its various boundaries. Your southern sector shall extend from the wilderness of Tzin alongside Edom. Your southern boundary shall start on the east from the tip of the Dead Sea. Your boundary shall then turn to pass south of the ascent of Akrabim and continue to Tzin, and its limits shall be south of Kadesh Barnea, reaching Hazar Adar and continuing to Atzmon. From Atzmon, the boundary shall turn toward the Wadi of Egypt and terminate at the sea. For the western boundary you shall have the coast of the Great Sea. That shall serve as your western boundary. This shall be your northern boundary. Draw a line from the Great Sea to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, draw a line to Livo Hamat. And let the boundary reach Tzedad. The boundary shall then run to Ziphron and terminate at Hatzar Enan. That shall be your northern boundary. For your eastern boundary you shall draw a line from Hatzar Enan to Shepham. From Shepham the boundary shall descend to Riblah on the east side of Ain. From there the boundary shall continue downward and abut on the eastern slopes of the Sea of Kinneret. The boundary shall then descend along the Jordan and terminate at the Dead Sea. That shall be your land as defined by its boundaries on all sides. Moses instructed the Israelites, saying, This is the land you are to receive by lot as your hereditary portion, which the Lord has commanded to be given to the 9.5 tribes. For the Reubenite tribe by its ancestral houses, the Gadite tribe by its ancestral houses, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already received their portions. Those 2.5 tribes have received their portions across the Jordan, opposite Jericho, on the east, the orient side. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, These are the names of the men through whom the land shall be apportioned for you, Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun. And you shall also take a chieftain from each tribe through whom the land shall be apportioned. These are the names of the men. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb son of Jephunneh. From the Simeonite tribe, Samuel son of Ammihud. From the tribe of Benjamin, Elidad son of Kislon. From the Danite tribe, a chieftain, Buki son of Yagli. For the descendants of Joseph, from the Manassite tribe, a chieftain, Haniel son of Ephod. And from the Ephraimite tribe, a chieftain, Kemuel son of Shiftan. From the Zebulunite tribe, a chieftain, Elitzaphan son of Parnach. From the Issacharite tribe, a chieftain, Paltiel, son of Azan. From the Asherite tribe, a chieftain, Achihud, son of Shalomi. From the Naphtalite tribe, a chieftain, Pedahel, son of Ammihud. It was these whom the Lord designated to allot portions to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. The Lord spoke to Moses in the steppes of Moab at the Jordan near Jericho, saying, Instruct the Israelite people to assign, out of the holdings apportioned to them, towns for the Levites to dwell in. You shall also assign to the Levites pasture land around their towns. The towns shall be theirs to dwell in, and the pasture shall be for the cattle they own and all their other beasts. The town pasture that you are to assign to the Levites shall extend 1,000 cubits outside the town wall all around. You shall measure off 2,000 cubits outside the town on the east side, 2,000 on the south side, 2,000 on the west side, and 2,000 on the north side, with the town in the center. That shall be the pasture for their towns. The towns that you assign to the Levites shall comprise the six cities of refuge that you are to designate for a manslayer to flee to which you shall add 42 towns. Thus the total of the towns that you assign to the Levites shall be 48 towns with their pasture. In assigning towns from the holdings of the Israelites, take more from the larger groups and less from the smaller, so that each assigns towns to the Levites in proportion to the share it receives. The Lord spoke further to Moses. Speak to the Israelite people and say to them, When you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you shall provide yourselves with places to serve you as cities of refuge, to which a manslayer who has killed a person unintentionally may flee. The cities shall serve you as a refuge from the avenger, so that the manslayer may not die unless he has stood trial before the assembly. The towns that you thus assign shall be six cities of refuge in all. Three cities shall be designated beyond the Jordan, and the other three shall be designated in the land of Canaan. They shall serve as cities of refuge. These six cities shall serve the Israelites and the resident aliens among them for refuge, so that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there. Anyone, however, who strikes another with an iron object so that death results is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. If he struck him with a stone tool that could cause death and death resulted, he is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. Similarly, if the object with which he struck him was a wooden tool that could cause death and death resulted, he is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. The blood avenger himself shall put the murderer to death. It is he who shall put him to death upon encounter. So too, if he pushed him in hate, or hurled something at him on purpose and death resulted, or if he struck him with his hand in enmity and death resulted, the assailant shall be put to death. He is a murderer. The blood avenger shall put the murderer to death upon encounter. But if he pushed him without malice aforethought, or hurled any object at him unintentionally, or inadvertently dropped upon him any deadly object of stone, and death resulted, though he was not an enemy of his and did not seek his harm, in such cases the assembly shall decide between the slayer and the blood avenger. The assembly shall protect the manslayer from the blood avenger, and the assembly shall restore him to the city of refuge to which he fled, and there he shall remain until the death of the high priest who is anointed with the sacred oil. But if the manslayer ever goes outside the limits of the city of refuge to which he has fled, and the blood avenger comes upon him outside the limits of his city of refuge, and the blood avenger kills the manslayer, there is no blood guilt on his account. For he must remain inside his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. After the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to his landholding. Such shall be your law of procedure throughout the ages in all your settlements. If anyone kills a person, the manslayer may be executed only on the evidence of witnesses. The testimony of a single witness against a person shall not suffice for a sentence of death. You may not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of a capital crime. He must be put to death. Nor may you accept ransom in lieu of flight to a city of refuge, enabling one to return to live on his land before the death of the priest. You shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and the land can have no expiation for blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. You shall not defile the land in which you live, in which I myself abide, for I, the Lord, abide among the Israelite people. The family heads in the clan of the descendants of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, one of the Josephite clans, came forward and appealed to Moses and the chieftains, family heads of the Israelites. They said, The Lord commanded my Lord to assign the land to the Israelites as shares by lot, and my Lord was further commanded by the Lord to assign the share of our kinsman Zelophehad to his daughters. Now if they marry persons from another Israelite tribe, their share will be cut off from our ancestral portion and be added to the portion of the tribe into which they marry. thus our allotted portion will be diminished. And even when the Israelites observe the Jubilee, their share will be added to that of the tribe into which they marry, and their share will be cut off from the ancestral portion of our tribe. So Moses, at the Lord's bidding, instructed the Israelites, saying, "The plea of the Josephite tribe is just. This is what the Lord has commanded concerning the daughters of Tselophehad. They may marry anyone they wish, provided they marry into a clan of their father's tribe. No inheritance of the Israelites may pass over from one tribe to another, but the Israelites must remain bound each to the ancestral portion of his tribe. Every daughter among the Israelite tribes who inherits a share must marry someone from a clan of her father's tribe, in order that every Israelite may keep his ancestral share. Thus no inheritance shall pass over from one tribe to another, but the Israelite tribes shall remain bound each to its portion." The daughters of Tselophehad did as the Lord had commanded Moses. Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, Tselophehad's daughters, were married to sons of their uncles, marrying into clans of descendants of Manasseh son of Joseph, and so their share remained in the tribe of their father's clan. These are the commandments and regulations that the Lord enjoined upon the Israelites through Moses on the steps of Moab at the Jordan near Jericho.
The Book of Numbers, read by Kathy Ford and Michael Bernstein.